to another episode of Pretty Not Smart with your host, Yoatsi.
And Louis, a.k.a. the baddest perra.
If you're new to Pretty Not Smart, leave. Too late.
Welcome, you guys were actually just talking about that.
Well, I'm scared.
That season one is coming to an end.
To a theater near you. Soon.
Soon we will be wrapping up season one of Pretty Not Smart.
Dude, it went by like so quick. No, this isn't the last episode.
No, it's not. Falta. Sí, todavía falta poquito, but literally we were just talking about how it's going to be almost a year of Pretty Not Smart. And it all went by so fast.
Literally. And I would, because we read our comments like so often, and somebody was like, can you guys believe it's almost a year of PNS in May?
Yeah.
I was like, what the
That's crazy, huh? Yeah. 1 year. And then our fucking setup changed like 4 times in that 1 year.
Literally, it changed so much.
But it was a journey.
So we're all ending it today.
I know. We're like, bye, you guys.
And look, a little update. We have not forgotten about our celebration for hitting 100K. Don't think we forgot. We haven't. We've just been planning it.
Yeah, we're planning it. We heard y'all's feedback. We heard what you guys wanted and the majority. So we're working on it.
And we're going to have it done pretty soon, actually. Yeah. And then we're going to hit you up on how to enter.
Yes. Do you have the word of the fucking second?
Yeah, I do. The word of the century. Pascualita. All the comments always say Pascualita. A ver. The word. So I need you guys to start giving us more word of the centuries. Fuck these glasses. I can't. They're all fucking dirty and they're throwing me off. Because I'm looking through the comments and there's no word of the centuries. And I need to test Louis. But Stephanie5972. Mm-hmm. She said, word of the day should be hypocritical.
Ay, por favor.
Pues lo que ella dijo.
No, block her.
Just kidding. I will never block you, Stephanie.
What? I don't even know what the fuck you just said.
Hypocritical.
I don't even know what that means. What does it mean?
Like you're being an extreme critic. Hypocritical about something.
Okay. Hypocritical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? You can spell that, but you can't spell fucking napkin.
It's because I'm a hypocritical.
No, what was the one that advice?
Oh, yeah.
So last week I had him spell advice, but I guess you spelled it right.
Yeah, the comments were backing me up, stupid ass.
Yeah, so maybe I'm the dumbass because they were like, well, he's wrong, you're too...
I guess there's two different. One of them is I'm going to advise you on how to, like, graduate, and one of them is I'm going to give you advice.
Oh.
Like, an advisor or, like, I'm going to give you advice.
I get it.
Which is kind of like the same thing, but it's just kinda like stupid. A different font. It's kind of like stupid. It's a different font. But yeah.
Well, that's sickening.
It's like technically got it right.
Yeah, so technically, I guess you're. You were both pretty and smart that day.
Yeah, I wanted that one.
So what are we going to talk about today?
You literally just told me you had cheese, man. Now you're throwing the ball in my court.
Well, I wanted to like warm us up.
No, what's the cheese, man?
It's because I was reading the comments, right? Pretty not smart. I was reading the comments and there was just about a lot of like cheating comments and how like men and women cheat and like some stories.
Yeah, people were putting their little stories
and
out there.
Made me think of a story. I hate talking about my past, bitch, but it made me think about a story from my past.
Oh, it's your past.
It was so I was single. I don't know the exact like timeline of this, but this was like a while back, you guys. And I'm gonna expose a nombre.
Why?
But I'm not going to say his name, just his story. Okay. So there was this guy from like high school who hit me up. And I was just like, oh, hey, what's up? Like, yeah, I guess. Like, how you been? And he was just like, oh, like we should hang out. And I literally thought of it like nothing besides like, oh, he just wants to hang out. Like, I guess sometimes I can be very like Mensa when it comes to like guys, and sometimes I can't tell if they're flirting or not.
Like you can't read the room.
I can't read it, but I thought he literally just wanted to catch up because it was someone super random that I was like, okay, like sure, yeah, let's hang out. And we hung out, and like when we hung out, we were a little like flirty vibes, but mind you, this whole time I thought this man was single. this whole time. And I did my digging on his social media.
Before or after?
Before. But like, because when he messaged me, this was such a long time ago. But I was looking through like his whole feed. I don't even think stories was a thing back in this day. But I was looking through his feed and he barely posted anything. He had no things with like girls or anything. So you know how guys sometimes will put on their bio, like if they have a girlfriend, have like her name or something like that. Especially like back in the day. But he didn't have nothing like that. And when we hung out, not once did he bring up his girlfriend and like nothing like that. Mm-hmm. And we hung out maybe like two more times. He even took me out to like dinner and everything. And then eventually we got to like doing the deed and we did the whole deed and everything.
Fuck you.
Yeah, but this was like a long time ago. But this is where it gets really bad. Mm. Maybe like after we did the deed, like maybe I kind of like got over it and I just stopped talking to him because I was like for what? Like, I'm just going to stop talking to him. Maybe like, I want to say a month after we were kind of like not really talking that much anymore. He posted a picture with his girlfriend and he was like, just wanted to wish you happy 1 year anniversary, babe.
Ew.
Yeah, dude. And I felt like fucking shit.
Not the 1 year.
Happy 1 year anniversary, babe. And I was just there like, oh my gosh. And reading all of these comments like kind of triggered that memory back because honestly, I had kind of forgotten it. Uh-huh. But I was just like, dude, men, well, I'm sure some women too, but he was really like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And like, if it was like a one night stand vibe, okay, that would have been sickening. No, it wouldn't have been sickening because he's still cheating. But the fact that we hung out once and then we like went on like two more little casual dates. We went to dinner one time and then like we still did the deed and all. And not once did he talk about his girlfriend.
Ew. He was so
like chill about it and he had a whole ass girlfriend and I feel so bad.
Well, not to give him like the benefit of the doubt, but what if it was like one of those relationships that's like on and off? Like, let's hope it was that. Because like there's some people who like they'll break up with their significant other and then when they get back together, they just continue on to the little time they already have together.
Okay, yes. That's kind of like what I was thinking. But then I went to the girl's Instagram. Her Instagram. The girl had hella pictures of them together. Oh. Like a bunch of pictures. Like, you know, girls were cute. We like to post like what we're
doing. And it's just him like all sick on his Instagram.
Yeah, he had like no pictures of her like at all. Ugly. So remember guys how we were having that conversation about red flags? Yeah. If you don't post, you.
I know. And that's one thing that people like bring up a lot. Because I think we talked about it last time. How there's a difference between like being private and being secretive.
Yeah.
And I don't know where the line gets drawn there.
But that was, yeah, that made me feel some type of way. Like, because I was reading some of your guys' comments and some of you were talking about how you got cheated on and like just how much pain it causes and like how you're like, I never want to do this to somebody. But just like how some people can just be like, I'm good shit. Like, especially if it's like a longer relationship, because if like a month later he celebrated their year anniversary, they were probably like fucking 10, 11 months when he did the deed with me.
Yeah. Oh, that's so ugly.
That's so ugly. And I felt so gross. And part of me wanted to be like a girl's girl and like tell the girl. But another part of me was like, no, because I don't know her. I don't know how she was going to react. And you know how some girls blame the girl?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some girls will, like, blame the girl and will be like, you fucking stupid hoe. And, like, what if she came at me and I'm like, babe, I literally didn't know. Yeah. And, like, what if she didn't believe me and she was just like, nah, fuck that. Like, you had to have known. Or I don't know. But I literally did not know. I did not keep up with his life at all.
Yeah, I've always wondered, like, in that case, like, I've always wondered, like, because I've never been a mistress. Like, I've never been a person that, like,
a mistress.
I've never been a person that's, like, been,
you've never been a side bitch.
Yeah, there
side
you go. Yeah, so like, but I've always wondered, I was like, if that were to happen and I'd find out, like, would I say something or would I just like shut the fuck up? Because like part of me feels like I wouldn't want to say something because eventually, like they say, like the truth always comes out.
Yeah.
I always believe that. It can be like in a month, a day, or a fucking year, 2 years, but it will always come out. So I would feel like I would let that do its thing because, like you said, I would be so scared of someone coming at me. Because remember the last podcast I talked about, like, me with my friend at work and, like, his partner? Yeah. I was definitely the fucking puta and, like, the skonka because I had no idea, like how you're saying, you're like, I had no idea, but everybody at work was like, fuck you, puta, stupid, ass bitch. And everyone was like coming at me and like,
yeah.
Y el noviecito, pues, they got back together and they were like, ah, y yo quedé bien mal.
And exact, look, see, same thing. So I didn't want, when I found out, I was like, I can't say nothing because I don't know what's going on in their relationship. I don't know nothing. And what if I look like the bad person?
Or sometimes people see it as like petty.
Yeah, like, what if it's just, like, super bad on my part? And then ellos se van a contentar and they're going to get back together. Yeah.
Y no es que das mal.
And I'm looking like the skunka, like, if it was my fucking fault.
I know.
So I was just like, ugh. So I was like, I'm just going to have to, like, let God do his thing. And hopefully she found out. I actually got, like, the biggest ick from that person, from the guy. Mm-hmm. I felt, like, so gross because I was like, dude, like, ugh. Like, I don't know. It just made me feel some type of way. And the fact that he was just hanging out with me and could be so chill knowing he had a girlfriend at home made me feel some type of way, like, really, really bad. So I ended up unfollowing him, and I haven't, like, heard anything from him in super, super long. But, yeah, that was really gross, you guys. Ugh. I had to share the tea.
I remember in one of my relationships, there was a time that, well, I was living with my partner at the time.
Uh-huh.
And I remember there was this one time that somebody had sent them like a DM, like a hey girly DM.
Okay. And, well, like a chill one.
No, just like, hey girly, like I have something to tell you. Like those messages where you're just like I have cheese meal on your partner, basically. So, and then this is after like they told me everything, but basically they had gotten a DM like, hey girly, like I had something to tell you. And then my partner was like, what the fuck's good? So basically, there was, like, a profile on a dating app, like, using my pictures and stuff.
Oh.
So they were, like, pretending to be me.
I was really you.
For real. I was like, shh. I know. I'm like, shh. Just kidding. No, they were, like, pretending to be me. And then it caused this big-ass fucking argument between, like, me and my partner because they thought, like, I was on this app. But then I was like, we live together. But even though, I mean, I guess that technically can't, like, stop somebody from doing it.
Yeah.
But I was like, we live together. I'm home all the fucking time. Like, what am I gonna get out of like being on this app? Or yeah. Like, it was just like this big thing. And then
especially like with who you are, I feel like it's kind of hard to hide shit like that.
And especially because like my pictures are so accessible.
Oh well,
so, like,
yeah.
It's hard to like figure out, I guess, like if the pictures are real or not, because for example, I post on so many platforms, so like there'll be pictures on Instagram. I mean, there'll be pictures on my Instagram that aren't on like another platform, or
like the ones on your Snapchat.
I was gonna say, or like my Snapchat, that they'll be like, I've never seen you post this picture, but that's because it was only up for like 12 hours on Snapchat.
On Snapchat, like, yeah.
So I feel like moments like that, damn, it's like hard. But I think the only thing that really helped to be able to be like, it's not me, was that account wasn't verified.
Okay.
So I was like, if it was me and I wanted people to believe it was me, it would be verified.
Yeah.
Because I have gone on like dating apps and like I make sure my profile is verified because.
Yeah, you have to.
I want them to know it's me.
It's the real you.
Wait, talking about dating apps and real me, I just remembered a story.
What? You have more stories with dating apps, fucking Louie?
It just literally triggered my head right now. Triggered in my head. There was this one time that I was on a dating app. And I was looking for, like, a vato. And
for, like, dating or just, like, a little quick night?
No, dating. Like, I was just like, I'm looking to date. Like, I'm not looking to just mess around. Like, I wanted to find a date. Like, I love all that cheesy shit. And I was, like, over perreando.
Okay.
So, I was on this dating app. And, like, no luck. I literally was, like, boring, boring, boring. Swiping left on, like, swiping left on, like, everybody. And finally, there was this one guy that I was like, oh, he's cute. As soon as I swiped right, we matched. And I was like, okay, yeah, I want that one. And I kind of got like excited, like just looking at his pictures. He looked very handsome.
Okay.
And like the description like of him, like he was tall, he had like facial hair. And I was just kind of like living for it.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, ooh, I want that one. So I always get scared when I match with somebody thinking like, are they matching with me because they're like, oh my gosh, the baddest perra? Or are they matching with me because they're just like, oh, he's cute?
Yeah. You know?
So we ended up matching. We were talking. He didn't bring up anything like, is this really you? Or like, is this Louie? Or blah, blah. It was just super casual conversation. Loved talking to him. And I was like, okay, this is cute. He's not asking me anything like that. Like, he might not even know who the fuck I am. So we're talking for like a good minute, but he ends up asking me. He's like, what's your Instagram so we can like talk? No. He's like, what's your number? So we can talk on there.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, or your Instagram, whatever makes you feel more comfortable. So I was like, and shit. I didn't No, you know what? Bullshit. He did ask me for my Instagram first. And I forgot what I said to get out of it because I didn't want him to find my Instagram.
I don't have an Instagram.
I think I did say I don't have an Instagram, or I think I said I don't use my Instagram. One of those two. Or I think I just went straight up and was like, oh, like, what's your number? Okay, because okay. I didn't want him to, like, go on my Instagram and see, like, who what I do. And then maybe bring those questions up. And just, it was going to turn into a whole nother fucking thing.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to give him my Instagram. So I gave him my number. And I think after I didn't want to give him my Instagram, everything kind of went, like, sideways. I don't remember too much what he asked me, but he asked me something else. And again, I didn't want to say too much, so it went sideways again. I don't remember. But basically, I think I sketched him out too much to the point where...
Oh, my God.
He, like, unmatched me.
And you I was scared so him away. Pissed. He was probably like, why the fuck is he being so secretive?
Yeah, or low-key, I feel like he did know who I was. And he was just like, wait, like... The real Louis does have an Instagram, so why is this one telling me he doesn't? Or, like, I don't know, but something happened, but the conversation was going so well, like, literally so well. And when he unmatched me, I got so pissed. Aww. I was like, fuck. I was like, he probably thought I was, like, fucking catfishing, like, bro, and fucking all this weird. Shit. Yeah, so then I remember I went, like, on a little ramp on my Snapchat.
So explaining. You guys hadn't met in person?
No, it was all just still on the dating app. We were talking about, like, hanging out. Yeah, he was,
like, catfish vibes.
Yeah.
So, catfished him.
Yeah, so then I went on, like, Instagram, I think, and I was, like, trying to describe him to see if my follower, and I even said his name, I think, on Instagram. It's because I really wanted to find him. And I was like, you guys, I was like, there's this guy that I was like,
fuck matched you. With. And how I was long like, ago was this?
It's definitely a long, like maybe a year or two ago.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, you guys, I was with this guy on a dating app. We matched. It was so cute. I was like, conversation was going amazing. I was like, but I think he thought I was catfish. I was like, if any of you all know or have a friend named blah, blah, blah. I was like,
I think I remember this.
You think so? And I was just like, please. Help me find his Instagram. I was like, or send me his Instagram. I was like, come on, girls, amigas, help me. So I remember a bunch of people were sending me, like, guys' profiles with, like, that name.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find him.
So you never found him?
No, I never found him after that. I was super sad and, like, all depressed.
Andele.
But I want to say, like, fucking months later, I hate my phone. It's really scary. You know how, like, our phones listen to us, like, when we're talking?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure this happened, but I remember one time I randomly followed. No, bullshit. That's another guy.
I used to.
Adam found him.
I do remember this story.
It was Addy.
I do remember this story.
So Addy remembers the guy's name and everything. And I guess Adam watched a random ass TikTok, y'all. Like, not give it with me. Nothing. Just probably like, it was like a little kid playing with rocks. I don't know what the fuck it was. And you know how everyone siempre tiene la costumbre of reading the comments or whatever?
Yeah.
So I guess he went to go read the comments. And like one of the comments that had like a good amount of likes had the name of the guy that I was looking for like months back. So then Adam was like, wait, what the fuck? So he also remembered what the guy's pictures look like because I had shown the profile to Adam.
Yeah.
So he clicks the picture and he's like, wait, isn't this the guy that Louis was like looking for? So then Adam sends it to me. He's like, you're welcome, my love. And then I was like, I was like, Adriana Lima. I was like, how the fuck? So Addy found him. That was crazy.
Did you message him or something after?
I did.
And what happened?
We went on a date.
Oh, yeah, I see the one that had the booger.
No, that wasn't
Imagine.
Him.
Imagine. Louis was like, never mind.
No, that wasn't him. I went on a date with him. It was cute, but it was the same thing. I feel like our personalities weren't really, like, matching. Okay. So, like, literally, he did nothing bad. It was nothing awkward or where I was like, oh, like, ick. No, like, it was a cute little date. We just went to, like, the park and walked and stuff. But I just feel like our personalities weren't really, like, clicking. It was more of like, oh, you can be, like, an amiga, but... But yeah, that's boring. What I'm saying. I'm very like into like energy and vibes because he was really handsome. He looked like his pictures. Everything was accurate as fuck. But
the vibe just wasn't
there. So I was like, it didn't. No me dio las ganas to go on a second day or like continue
okay,
it.
Okay.
But yeah, shout out to Adriana Lima. He was helping me find.
We miss you, Addie.
Yeah, Addie, come back.
Come all right. Back, Addie.
My matchmaker.
Ah, you're like find me a new.
He's
match.
All my Cupid. He's like. Whoosh.
I hope you have a good Valentine's.
Have you found somebody like on social media before where you were like, ooh, I want that one. But y'all were just like,
Right now.
No,
I was actually going to ask you, isn't there an app for like creators or influencers to find love?
Yeah, I guess it's like...
What the fuck? Like a Tinder for influencers?
I guess so. So I don't know too much about this app. I've never used it, but I heard it is like an app for like... I guess there's even like celebrities on there sometimes.
What? Downloading now.
And I'm pretty sure it won't be like crazy ass celebrities like
Bad Bunny, are you on there?
But like, you know, people who are like probably like kids of celebrities or just also like, I don't know, celebrities who aren't that popular and stuff. And influencers and shit. But from what I know... it's expensive.
Oh, you have to pay for it?
What? Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck?
I think you have to pay for it. I'm pretty sure, you guys, don't like take my word for it, but I'm pretty sure you have to pay for it. It's like a subscription. And then after that, I think you have to somehow show that you are like
you have a public to get verified figure or something. Ay, no, que pinche flojera. I'm okay.
But it's porque imagínate si, like, for example, imagine me. I just knew about the app and I wasn't like nobody on social media or nothing. And I was like, I'm going to get a fucking social media person.
Sure they're like a grand a month. Imagine.
Yeah, I have no idea. But yeah, I have heard of that.
Well, let's look at my crystal ball and let's see. I'm just kidding. Did you see that? Juicy Couture. Bitch, did you see that I got a Valentine?
I did.
I got a Valentine.
No, que no.
And it was crazy because, like, last episode, I was like, I don't have a Valentine. And now I have a Valentine.
Maybe they're just waiting for the date to come closer. Because low key, when they asked me, it was still really early.
Well, I feel like people start asking since fucking January, no?
No, no, cierto. I feel like mostly they ask, like, maybe a week in advance or, like, the weekend before or something. But nah, kid, not like you're going to prom.
Not like you have to do it at a certain timeline. No. I just didn't think I was going to get asked for Valentine.
But I feel like that was, like, the appropriate timeline.
Yeah,
like,
it was perfect. It was super cute.
Yeah, but
now I have a Valentine and we are going to go on a Valentine dinner.
Aw, cute. On actual Valentine's?
Fuck no.
Oh.
No, because it's like impossible.
Yeah, you're right. Forgot about our last conversation.
But I'm going to go tomorrow, actually.
Oh, tomorrow.
The day before Valentine's, because Valentine's is on Wednesday, babes.
Tomorrow's not. It's not this week, stupid ass.
Valentine's?
Yeah.
Are you okay? Today is Monday the 12th. Tuesday is the 13th.
Shit.
Wednesday is the 14th.
So when y'all are watching this, ya pasó Valentine, but I thought it was next week.
So you're like, I still have a month left. So, ¿qué vas a hacer para pinches en día de San Valentín y San Pascua?
Finger.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun. No, I'm just kidding. On actual Valentine's Day, I'm not doing anything either. I need a new co-host, you guys. This one is not okay.
I didn't take my meds today. No, I did.
So.
Ay, bien pinche serio, como si no estás en su casa.
Well, not on the podcast. So on actual Valentine's Day, I'm going to be with my parents. I'm going to spend it with my mom and dad.
Really?
Yeah.
You're all cock blocking them.
No, because my parents love me.
And only me.
And then I'm not celebrating till after. Yeah.
Oh, why don't you guys invite me?
Because they don't love you. It's a day of love. Just kidding.
We don't love you.
And you're obviously doing a lot.
I'm going to go crash you guys' Valentine's party.
So last year, no, it wasn't last year. I want to say this was like 3 years ago.
Oh, shit.
It was a while back.
Going back in the past.
I made a video that really shook the internet.
Which one?
No, I got a lot of shit for this video.
Oh, like bad.
Because like, I feel like I have a good amount of videos who will go like semi-viral and stuff. And it's always pretty good. There's always going to be people who like don't fuck with it.
Yeah.
But this one definitely had like, bitch, like.
Wow.
So let me tell y'all. So I made a video on TikTok originally. And it was me with eggs, like a case of eggs. And I was just like, for all the hombres out there, ten, te hacen falta to ask your girl for Valentine's Day.
Oh my god,
like, te faltan huevos.
Yes.
And I did it because, like, well, one, it's funny. And two, it was supposed to like help the girlies out to like send it to their man también, so they can be like, bitch, like, because the funny part of it is that I'm a man in nails, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's supposed to be like, obviously there's a gay guy telling you like te faltan a ti huevos, because like, you know, people always want to try to come for the gay guys or whatever. So it was supposed to be just like a funny thing, like people who cotorrear, but you know the machistas.
Shut up.
Get all fucking booty tickled because they already have palos up their hairy ass nalgas.
No, why did they get so fucking hurt like that?
So I posted it on TikTok. And it did really good. Like, everyone was like, ah! And, like, it worked for the purpose that I wanted it to. Like, a bunch of my perras were, like, replying, like, oh, my God, I'm going to send this to my man.
Or,
like,
I remember seeing it. It was fucking funny.
Yeah, and, like, so it did funny. Really good on social media. And the comments on TikTok were really good. Pero I want to say where it went bad, because I even posted on my Instagram, and even there it was funny. And there were, like, dudes replying to, like, dudes with a fucking sense of humor who were, like, jaja, te pasas, or, like, yeah, shit like that. But this Instagram that's really popular, I don't know if it's still popular now, this is like a while back, but they just post a bunch of Hispanic memes.
Okay, okay, okay.
And they reposted my video. And even them, I don't know who like runs it, but they also thought it was funny. They're like, ha ha ha, like, para que se lo enseñen a sus esposos or some shit like
oh
that.
Oh my God. So even they thought it was going to be like, they didn't see nothing wrong with that. Like, they're like, it's well, no, so I think, fucking funny.
I think this Instagram page, they'll just repost anything that they find funny. But I don't think they care if it's going to do good or bad. They're just like, I'm posting it because it's funny.
Yeah.
So, and it has a lot of followers. I think it's like, it definitely has over like a million followers.
Oh, sure.
And they posted it. And right off the bat, dude, like all the comments were so ugly. Like,
what?
Ugly. And like, obviously, you know how they always say, like, when a video lands on the wrong side of the internet?
Yeah.
I've had a few videos like that, but, like, not too many. So, with this one, I read the comments. I was like, oh, I just want to see what people are saying. Because it was doing really well even on that Instagram page.
Yeah.
So, when I was looking at the comments, I get it if a guy's going to be like, that way. Like, whatever. Like, just something like that. Yeah, but yeah, the men in the comments were being, like, just using ugly ass, like, gay slurs and saying like,
shut up.
And that's why I'm just like, oh, like the machistas, I swear to God, like eso sí se pasa
de verdad. I like always think about like, what is it to them? ¿Qué les arde o qué les duele? Like something in them is obviously bad to the point where like they have to express so much hate towards like,
it was just like a funny video. And like obviously I'm not for everybody. Like I know like some people are gonna find me annoying, some people are gonna find me cringy, and like some people just might not like the fact that I'm gay. But like to see the men in the comments just like bien pinches ardidos a la verga, that I was like, bam. And like even, but there was a lot of my followers or even people who didn't follow me, like a lot of señoras who were coming at them.
Yeah.
They're like, wait, cálmate, like it's not that deep. Like, and I would check, because I remember I would like see some of the people replying to these homophobic as machista as men. And some of the ladies that were protecting me didn't even follow me. But I think they were also like, okay, te pasas de verga. And the comments were so ugly. So then I reposted it. And I was like, LMAO, the comments. Because I was just like, what the fuck? I think it wasn't even so much that it hurt me. It was just so funny seeing like how ardidos these men were. Like yeah, they straight up were just like,
dude, like, están muriendo. ¿Qué les pasa? Como si les echaste pinche ácido en la cola.
Lo único que les dije was, te faltan huevos. Y pues sí, you proved me right. Te faltan
like
huevos.
Men get so hurt when anything affects their like manhood.
Yeah, their masculinity.
Their masculinity. They're like, no, we're fucking tough.
Like a fuerzas, they have to pretend to be like the toughest and like big huevos.
I'm like, shut up. You're wearing a dress behind those doors. I'm just kidding.
Primero, lávate los huevos.
And then defend your huevos.
Yeah, and then defend your huevos. But it was just crazy seeing like just a funny video turn into something so ugly. But I gained a lot of followers, so at least I know a lot of people found it funny. And then dude, I think so it was good seeing the comments like stand up for me. I don't think there was any, it was just a good balance. It was like the really bad comments and then people like who have my back.
Yeah,
but then also I'm just glad, like comments of being like ha ha ha. But that was like I think like one of the first few times that I got on like the wrong side of like the internet.
You where went where all just, the streets were at, all yeah, the machistas were at. All
definitely
the
where that was at. Oh, and hell I was just no, like, okay, me da, okay.
You know what this story reminds me of? How we're just going back memory lane with all these stories. Okay, this story I don't really like, but kind of pertains to that. Oh, me huevo.
Yeah, now yours. Oh. This one's not ready to film today.
Okay. Do you remember that one time that I took you and your friend to this party and there was a very machista dickhead at the party?
No.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
I won't say too much.
At that little house party.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Toma su cara de huevo, pinche frentudo estúpido. I'm just kidding.
Sí, sí, no todo no, eso y más. No,
pinche feo.
Yeah.
So I invited Louis because he's my brother, and I just wanted him to come. Mm. And we went to this house party, and he was just like, oh, can I bring my friend? And then I was like, yeah, the fuck? And obviously, Louis's friend was gay, and I think you had... Not too long ago, you just came out, right? But everybody but people had already knew, right?
Yeah, everybody I feel like already knew. My parents knew, like everything. Yeah. So I was like, whatever.
Yeah, so Louis was just being himself with his friend. And like, I remember they were, at some point they kind of excluded themselves towards the party. But because I can understand you probably did not feel as comfortable.
We were just the youngest ones there. I was like a freshman.
Yeah, you were really young.
I was like a freshman or sophomore, and everybody there was over their 35s.
Pinches viejos.
Yeah.
Even me, they were too old for me. But I remember they were like on the couch and like, I think they were like tickling each other. They were just.
No, we weren't. I remember very vividly. We were simply sitting down and talking and going like on our phones and stuff.
I think they were just like laughing. Yeah, just like having a good time.
We weren't touchy at all because one, I was still very freshly out of the closet.
Uh-huh.
Two, not even comfortable with my sexuality. This is when I was still like pretty much pretending to be straight. Like I was still wearing my snapbacks. I was still like, hey, what's up? But it just so happened that you see us and you knew we were gay. And like you knew we were like two gay friends, or we were dating at the time with this friend of mine. But yeah, so it had nothing to do with me or how I was acting with this person. It just rubbed that guy the wrong way.
Yeah, there was a guy there that, well, he fucking lived there. And I think he thought, he's literally the description of the man that you were just talking about. Pinche machista, that if anything around him affects his fucking manhood, he's like, he gets all fucking pissed. Yeah. And I think he had like, came up to me and he was like, I'm gonna need your brother to like, get up. Just come over here, like, stop hiding in the corner. Yeah, or, like, some fucking bullshit
like that. We were, like, trying to hide to do something.
Yeah, and then I was just like, what? And then he was like, no, go tell your brother, like, stop being over there. And he just, like, kept looking at them the whole fucking time.
Uh-huh.
And just being, like, a fucking ardido. Do you remember what ended up happening? Like, did I tell you something? Or you did somebody tell you something?
No. We left it at that. I didn't think you brought it up to me until, like, after. You were like, oh, he was being fucking stupid. And, like, blah. But, like, no, nobody told me anything in that moment.
But he was very much like that. And I remember one time he made a comment. Dude, this person was such a nasty person. I remember I was around them again and they made a comment about like, fuck, like, why is there so many fucking gays like coming out of nowhere? And I was like, excuse me? I don't know if I ever told you this, but he said it in front of me. And I was like, what the fuck is the problem with that? Yeah. Like, what is the problem? He's like, well, no, it's just that like my son, he's going to grow up and I don't want him to like, see those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, like, love is love. I all cliche. Love is love. No, but I was just like, well, like, it's not affecting you in any way. Like, what's it doing to you? And I think he got upset that I started challenging his answers.
Yeah.
And he was just like, well, I just don't want my son exposed to that shit. Like, why the fuck they got to be making out in front of my... And I'm like, nobody is making out in front of your son.
Yeah.
And I was like, they're just doing their own thing. And I was like, I think you're just bothered because they're just like happy living their life. Mm. Like, they're like, well, they make it so obvious, or like walking around holding hands. And like, they make it like they're basically having sex in public. And I was like, babe.
He was just like venting it all out.
And I was like, babes, nobody's fucking doing that. And I remember I got so pissed. And he actually has a brother-in-law who is also gay.
Mm-hmm.
And I called him out and I was like, look. And I was like, keep your hatred-ass comments to yourself, but you are not going to be talking about them in front of me like that because, one, my brother's gay and you have a fucking brother-in-law who's gay. Mm-hmm. And I was like, keep your hateful-ass fucking comments to yourself and don't say them around me because I will fucking tell you off. I was so pissed, bitch. Yeah, like, even to this day, I get so fucking mad.
Even the thought of him, I get really frustrated.
Bien calladito se cayó el hocico el güey. Yeah. Not once ever again did he say anything and like se quedó bien pinche calladito because I don't think he thought I was going to challenge him like
that.
Yeah,
they're just so used to like, well, then again, like this person lived in a household full of other men. Like there was
no sister sibling
or nothing.
And I feel like their mom did not show them how to respect women. Oh, because they did not know how to respect women.
Sorry, I don't mean to call her a bitch, but literally that lady was
She was that. And they didn't know how to respect women, how to treat women right. So I just feel like they were just full of machismo and hatred.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the thing that when it comes down to, like, machismo is, like, I really don't take shit serious from like machista as men. Like, I literally would just kind of like sit there and watch them like fucking out of it their own fucking culo.
They literally like, fight with themselves exactly, at that point.
That's what it is. Cause like, I literally just sit there and I'm like, okay, cause I want to say every man who is a machista has an ugly background, whether it's with their family, whether it's 100%. With their dad, whether fucking people bullied them at school or people thought they were gay and people would come at them and now they're like fucking tramados because they always are so ugly. And even like, I want to say a lot of machista men are also very disrespectful to women.
And they're abusive.
It's very ugly. Like, it's not even just towards like, oh, like gay men. Like, it has so much to go around that. And like, for example, this person that we're talking to, we're obviously not going to drop names, but this dude would like cheat on his wife.
Dude, so he constantly. I literally saw it with my own eyes.
And he was very much just like, yes, she knows and I don't give a fuck. Like, they're just.
Those vibes.
Overall, very ugly men. And. Yeah. It's just, yeah, sometimes it's really sad because I've seen, like, some women who are with, like, machista
and men. I feel bad for women like that because I feel like, unfortunately, women that fall in a relationship with a guy like that, I feel like also had kind of, like, a traumatic childhood with, where they think that that's okay and that's normal.
Yeah.
And so once they end up being with a dude like that, they're just like, look, like, it is what it is.
Because, like, even if their dad was like that or they had, like, a... I don't know, just somewhere in there that they're just somewhat used to it. Because machista men don't only just come for like us gay, but I think where it comes down to is like machista men will always feel superior.
Yeah.
And they see women or anything feminine as less than. And it's always 100%. Degrading. That's why I don't really take it personal when they're just like gay. Because I feel like they're just challenged. Like, okay, you're supposed to be a man and you're like super feminine. So it comes into like where they just want to fucking argue.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, no, like everything in general that y'all do is like not okay. Like they degrade women. They think they're less than. They're very much just like, well, you need to fucking, even if you're working, you need to come home and clean fucking everything in this house. Better be fucking clean.
And they're like that with all women. Like with their, I'm sure they're like that with their daughters too. And they give their daughters trauma too. Like, tú me vas a servir de comer. And like, you're going to do this. Ponte a limpiar. And like, you know, a bunch of shit like that.
But, I just think it's their surroundings and stuff. Because I do know of some, like, men who were at some point very, like, machista.
Yeah.
It just I just feel like they need the right person or the right friend group or someone to just tell them to calm the fuck down and relax and realize that it's just life.
Yeah. It's like, don't take it that fucking serious, bro.
Yeah, I've seen people just go from, like, being very ugly to somewhat just being a lot more calm. Like, I'm not saying you have to be like fucking super lovey-dovey with gay people if you just don't agree with the way that we live our lives, but just realize that you can do whatever the fuck you want to do, we can do whatever the fuck we want to do, and just go. Like,
you don't have to spread the hate just because you don't agree with it.
Yeah, like, but it's just a whole nother fucking thing on its own.
Machismo is such a big thing, I think, specifically where we come from and like Mexico. And I feel like, oh no, I lost my train of thought.
Well, hopefully this brings it back. But with me, that's why, like, I'm very happy when I get a lot of messages from my followers, especially when they happen to be like gay or other boys in makeup or whatever it may be, because the amount of times that people have came up to me and told me that I can be somebody that they can look up to makes me so happy, because I didn't have that growing up.
Yeah.
I didn't have that at all. Like, somebody who I could relate to or look up to and be like, oh, they're doing it, so I can do it. Like, so when I can be that for somebody, it makes me so happy. And like, I get a lot of shit when I wear my tejanas, especially at like events sometimes.
Really?
From straight people. Because people see that as like, you know, like almost like a symbol for like Mexico and like men and like blah blah. So like, I get really ugly looks sometimes where I'm like, why the fuck am I wearing that?
Or especially because I wear makeup. Where you wear your tejanas. I feel like that's such a signature classic Louis Castro.
And that's what I wanted. Like, I've always loved like tejanas and like wearing them, but I was just like, I don't know. Even my mom has always told me that she loves when I wear my tejanas with like my makeup and
such
stuff.
Because
for me, it's more of like a little like statement.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel good, obviously. But yeah, so that's why whenever I get like really cute messages and stuff, it makes me feel good because I can see how ugly things can be.
Yeah.
Especially with the way some of us like grew up, or like the men that were in our lives growing up.
And I just remembered my thought. I was going to say that machista men, like, you know how you were saying that they need some friends around them to like calm them the fuck down. Mm-hmm. a lot of time when there's a group of machista guys and they see a guy who isn't a machista, they'll start calling him like
gay.
That he's gay.
Yes, I see that so much. Oh, and then that person is like forced to turn into a closed mind because they're just like, oh, I can't do this because of this. Or also machista men are the same men who will come at guys who just tend to be really clean.
Yeah, like the, like there's so many guys that like to, you know, do their brows, so do their hair, like they're, oh, they smell so good, they have their fix, like is this gay?
Yeah, it's just
like, dude, just like, cause sorry that you fucking look like you haven't washed your cola in 9 days, but
literally
he looks fucking nice as shit and you're not gonna get laid anytime soon. He is.
No, literally. And like even me coming from like a gay guy, obviously, but I'm saying like when men, like straight men, like get all cleaned up and stuff, I don't say like they look attractive from like me wanting them, like, and what I do. No, but just in general, I think just men who take care of themselves are overall, like, I've met a lot of like straight men who just take care of themselves really well. And I find it very attractive. Not in a sense where I'm just like, oh, I want that one, but I'm like, and I see the girl it's and I'm
cool.
Like,
oh, yeah. I recently ran into TikTok. Me salen bien hartos like transformation videos of guys, and I love watching them. Like they go into the barber,
yes,
and they look all scruffy like, on that giver, and then they literally do a whole transformation on them. I love watching those because literally, and I saw on there that haircuts are a man's makeup.
Makeup, yeah, dude, yes.
They look sickening.
Yeah, but that's why it's just a laba. Nothing is more attractive than a man who is
clean.
Well, that, but when they're
soft.
No.
On the inside and their dick.
No. how the fuck do you see it?
Honest, loving, nurturing.
No. That they know they're comfortable in their sexuality. Is that the word?
Yeah, they're comfortable in their sexuality.
No, there's a better word for it, but just basically
they're like, sure of their sexuality.
No, I don't know what it is, but basically they don't care to do anything like that, whether it's like getting their fucking eyebrows done or like lining up their fucking beard or whatever it may be, because they're sure of themselves. Like,
yeah,
they're just like, bitch, I don't have to prove to you or tell you that I'm not gay. Like, I know I'm not. I just like to look good. It's just, yeah, but see a lot of machistas even coming for men who want to take care of themselves or look
so
better.
If a machista ever tries to come at you, just flip him off.
No, just run away.
Fuck himself.
Literally run away. You don't even want to deal with.
Yeah, you machista. Don't want to deal with none of those things. Dude.
I just feel like they're like, yeah, pobrecitos.
Y luego para acabarla, I feel like they're stuck in their ways. Yeah. I feel like it's so hard to change their mind. It's like, oh, once you have one of those, ugh. Yeah. And logo, they're very like protective too. Like, you're mine. What's mine? It's mine.
And also shout out and thank you to those people who have heard or caught like a machista saying some stupid shit out loud.
Hell
and y'all stand
yeah.
up. Obviously, you guys, that's not your responsibility to stand up for somebody else. But like, I've seen it happen so many times, or even with me, where like somebody says some stupid shit to me and somebody else stands up for me, or somebody else says something. I love it because I almost feel like machistas be saying this shit to get a response from us, but mm-hmm. like for example, when it happens to me, I don't say anything because I'm just like, eh, me vale verga. Me vale verga. And when somebody else comes up to them and challenges them, they're just like, now what? Because they're so used to being, especially when it's a woman. Like,
yeah,
I've seen it happen to me where like some guy yelled some homophobic shit to me. I didn't say anything because I didn't give a fuck. And some lady, I think she yelled like, hey, you like, shut the fuck up. Blah, blah, blah. And he was just like, now what? Because they always feel like they're superior. So I'm assuming when somebody stood up for the gay guy, not only somebody, but it was a woman. And she was being like, what the fuck's good? He was like, now what?
Well, remember that happened at the mall in one of the malls in Salinas. Louis, we went shopping. I had Travis. Travis was a little baby.
Oh, I think you said this story already.
Well, I'm going to say it again.
No, yeah, but I'm saying, like, I think you did, huh?
Yeah, we went shopping, and Louis went to the store across from me, and I was going into the Disney store. And this group of fucking mocosos from high school, ya grandes, like maybe fucking junior or seniors in high school, start calling out for Louis. And Louis was kind of far, so I feel like you probably fucking couldn't hear them. But the girl like, Louis. And then one of the guys out they were with was like, Louis, you fucking says the bad word. Dude, literally fucking in front of me. Like, literally in front of me. He was at me. I got so fucking heated up. I was like, what the fuck did you say? And he just looks at me like shocked. And I was like, don't fucking be saying that shit. Mm-hmm. And then he was just like, oh no, no. I didn't
it's
mean
always
that.
Always like that, yeah.
And he got off like fucking shit. And I was like, that's what I fucking thought.
Yeah.
And he just like, he walked, just put his head down, didn't fucking say shit. And even his little friends were like, ooh.
Yeah.
Because, like, they knew that he fucked up. Y ya no dijo nada el güey. Mm-hmm. Pendejo baboso. Che feo.
Yeah, I don't really waste a lot of my time, but also thank you for that because it does mean a lot to me.
Yeah, but you definitely shouldn't have to waste your breath on people like that.
Yeah, I don't really waste my time on people like that, but the few times that I have where for whatever reason I just wasn't having it that day and I've stood up for myself, it always turns into like...
I love when Louis does that. I've been with him on so many fucking occasions where they will fucking say something under their breath or they'll say something and Louis's like, what? And he'll like smile at them so like petty, like, wait, say that again?
Oh, no, bitch, but I will go up to their face. No, I'll literally be like, can I help you with something? And they'll be like, well, I'm like, you literally just called me. Like, no, I didn't.
They're like, no, no,
I'm
I
like,
didn't.
What'd you say? And like, I didn't say anything. I'm like, well, the next time you want to say something, don't say when I turn around. Say when I'm right here.
Period.
And they'll be like, oh,
like fucking pussies, dude.
Yeah, that's what I say. Like, I don't waste my time on it because it's always this.
They always do that. It makes me crack the fuck. I'm just in the back, like,
it's just like,
just pussies.
It's literally a waste of my time and it's a waste of your time. So, like, why are you doing it? Sí, váyanse a limpiar el pinche culo. So talking about like people standing up for one another and being a whole happy world. No, yeah. Like I said, it's not something that I expect.
Yeah.
And then also like I have been dealing with shit like that my whole life. So I'm just like, nah, I don't really care for it. But I do really appreciate when people do like stand up and like say something. Mm-hmm. But I will admit that whenever it's a guy that stands up for me, it feels so much more like, different.
He's like,
I'm like, please. All right. No, I feel like it like low-key heals like my inner child.
Aww.
Because I'm so used to it being like me with like men, there is no relationship besides like a sexual loving relationship. And that's like when I'm dating somebody or just having fun with them. But like as a like a gay person to a straight person with me, I feel like sometimes there is no relationship.
Okay.
Or it's never really like genuine. Cause there has been times where like I'll have like I'll have straight friends who will only really talk to me sometimes when their other straight friends aren't around. You know what I mean?
Ew.
Yeah, like it's so that's what why it's just fuck? Like I keep my circle very small and I also don't really interact with a lot of like just men in general. Because I hate
straight
that.
Men.
Straight men, yeah. I hate that. So I hate like the, like, oh, I'll talk to you when like these friends aren't around.
Ew, that is such an awkward vibe. I'd be like.
Yeah, it's just cringy in general. But one place where I have a lot of like just emotions is always at the gym. I'm always just like.
Oh my gosh.
So like I found a gym right now that like I'm very comfortable in. And I love going to that gym. But at the gym, it's always like a place that's a little bit uncomfortable for me because it's the closest thing to like a machista man.
I can see that.
Because it's a bunch of men who are working out for their bodies.
Bunch
and
of
trying
Alexes.
To show they're just trying to show like how strong or how strong they can be or who can lift the most. And just like all of this crazy shit. So sometimes when they see like a gay man in there, it could be a little like, you know what I mean? But especially with me, with having this hourglass body.
Fuck no, you. Yeah.
But just, it's, okay. I feel like I have like a lot that goes in my head because, for example, I feel for the girls. Because I always say you should dress up to the gym however makes you feel good and comfortable, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
If you're trying to look good for yourself, you're trying to look good for your crush, if you're trying to just look good for a picture, it doesn't fucking matter where, whatever the fuck you want. But I can feel for the girls where sometimes they'll wear something and you just can't help but like notice that people are staring.
Mm-hmm.
And some people will be like, well, that's why they're dressed like that. But I'm like, no, they're dressed like that because they feel comfortable or it just probably feels more comfy for their workout or whatever the fuck it may be.
Yeah.
But for me, because I am gay and I have my body done, I feel like I get a little bit of judgment from both sides. Where like
from the boys and the girlies.
No. Just saying like from two different things where like one, it can be like, well, he's gay. That's one. Two, why is he dressed flamboyant? And three, why the fuck does he have the body of a girl?
Damn.
So I'll just be like, ooh, you want that one?
So you're like dripping little sweat.
Yeah, because obviously I'm not fucking stupid. I know my body is not a typical hombre body.
Yeah, like, My man's is.
Girl has a big old butt. No, but it's just, I can just, obviously, I'm not fucking stupid.
Yeah.
But there'll be times where, like, I'll be at the gym and I'll notice, like, people staring at my butt. Uh-huh. And it's always, like, very, very uncomfortable because there's so many different reasons why they could be staring at my butt. It could be for good. It could be for bad. It could be for judgment. Or it could be to talk shit. Whatever it may be. But this one time I was at the gym. And when I'm at the gym, I like to just have, like, tunnel vision.
Okay.
I don't like to pay attention to my surroundings. I don't like to see where people are looking at. I don't
and
like
you
to
have
see
your little headphones on.
Yeah, I'm in my own fucking world. Yeah, so like, period. I feel amazing at the gym. But this one time, I went to the gym with Alex. And we decided to try a new fucking gym. For whatever fucking reason, we were bored. And we're like, oh, let's go try a new gym. Uh-huh. So we tried this new gym. And I was working out. And I had some really tight shorts on. And I feel like, obviously, people were going to look like, oh, there's a guy with really tight shorts on, but also I have a fucking big old bumpy.
Big old ass.
Yeah, so I was working out, and I noticed fucking Alex's, like, eyes were going somewhere else. They kept going somewhere else, and I was just like, yeah, he's probably bored. Like, I was just like, he doesn't want to watch me work out. So I just kept thinking, he kept, like, glancing away, but as I'm working now, I'm, like, looking at myself. All I see from the side of my eyes, like, Alex somewhat, like, starting to, like, say something to a guy. And then I was like, wait, like, what's going on?
Oh, shit.
So I turn around, and then Alex is still kind of, like, telling them something. So then I'm like, wait, what happened? He's like, oh, well, this dude was fucking taking pictures of you. And I was just, and obviously my butt was facing him. And then I was like, wait, really? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, what were they doing? So I'm a, so from what I remember, the guy was, like, kind of, like, elbowing his friend to, like, look at me because they pointed at me.
Oh, hell no.
And then
no.
After that, the guy looked, and I guess they both, like, giggled a little bit. And then the guy, like, low-key tried pulling out his phone to, like, take a picture. So the only thing that's, like, different about me from everybody else in that gym who's working out was that I'm a guy with a big old butt.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that obviously it's not the normal either. Like, I don't think you're going to come across. And I don't mean just like my big old butt, but I just want to say, like, my shape in general, I feel like, is more feminine.
Yeah.
Normal because of my surgeries. Mm-hmm. So I guess Alex just, like, started telling him shit and, like, asking why he was taking pictures. And the guy tried acting stupid that, like, he wasn't taking pictures. He's like, dude, I literally saw you. And the guy was like, no, blah, 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 blah. Ugh. But you could tell the guy was kind of like, oh, shit. And his friend didn't say anything.
He didn't think anybody was going to, like, say shit to him.
And his friend didn't say anything. His friend was just kind of like.
He's like, doo, doo, doo,
yeah, they literally kept working out and whatever. So then we left it at that. So then we kept working out. And I was already hella uncomfortable. We were only in the gym for, like, maybe 10 minutes max.
What? You guys just gotten there.
And I continued, like, my fucking workout or whatever. But I felt really uncomfortable. And then Alex ended up going back and was just kind of like, hey, like, I just want to say wherever, because the guy left, the one who was taking pictures.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure he literally felt like, fuck, like, one, they caught me. He and felt like, two, stupid. I felt like stupid because he left and we didn't see him for the rest of the workout. But Alex basically told a friend, like, hey, like, I don't know why the fuck he was taking pictures, but, like, don't be fucking taking pictures. Like, that's disrespectful.
Period. You're gonna
make me feel uncomfortable, whatever, whatever. And the guy was basically just like, no, yeah, I don't know why he was taking pictures, but. The other guy started getting heated because Alex came up to him to tell him something. And we were basically, I ended up getting in. I was like, look, dude, we're not trying to fucking fight you. We're not trying to fucking shove a dumbbell up your ass. All we're saying is, like, literally just leave us the fuck alone. And anybody in this fucking gym. I was like,
fucking weird taking pictures of people. What the fuck?
Yeah. So it was just, like, super awkward and weird. But we ended up, like, squashing the beef, I guess, at the end. Like, the guy, well, not the guy who took the picture, that one literally ran away.
Yeah,
but his friend apologized for him, like, we shook hands or whatever. He was just saying, like, that he was sorry and that he doesn't know why he was taking pictures and all this shit. But it was so fucking, like, uncomfortable.
Ew. I'm glad Alex said something, dude.
No, yeah,
what the fuck?
And that's what I was gonna say, like, it made me happy because, like, well, one, anybody who stands up for me or anybody else will always make me happy, but also just being, like, another man standing up for me, like, made me feel, like, one, not only happy, but two, like, more safe. And three, just to also, hopefully these guys, like, see it in their head, like, okay, that's not cool. Or, like, let me not do it again. Like, not for me, but for somebody else. Because I feel like if I would have said something, they could have easily maybe still been like, shut up. Like, you know? Or, like, if another, I don't know.
If, like,
another
if a gay girl guy or even, like, a girl said something, they would have been like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but I almost feel like a straight guy telling another fucking straight, quote unquote, bro, like, calm the fuck down. He was just like, oh shit. To the fact that he fucking, like, disappeared and ran away.
Fuck pussy.
But yeah, it was just not a cute, comfortable feeling, but.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry you have to deal with a lot of that shame. Like, you get so much fucking shit like that, and it's so annoying. And, like, we see it a lot because we're around him a lot. And, like, Nan, too, our sister, ooh, she gets so fucking pissed when they do anything to us, but especially to Louis. She'll literally fuck someone up.
Yeah, no, but, and I appreciate it.
Oh, just, we hate it so much. It's so fucking annoying.
Yeah, it's annoying, but. Shout out again to everybody who has said something or stood up for somebody, because it does mean a lot to us.
Yeah.
And it's not even just for like us in the moment. I just hope that for whoever the fuck they're telling, or even me, whoever the fuck I'm telling, I just hope it works for them to like not fucking do it again.
Yeah.
I think those people really just want a reaction. That's all it really is.
Yeah. And I would say, as you guys, as our listeners, if like you ever feel like something's not right, like maybe you see a guy fucking yelling at a girl. I mean, if it's dangerous, don't, but maybe like tell them shut the fuck up, or like if they're making hateful comments towards somebody, like shut them up real quick. Calladitos, like pendejos.
Yeah. Or it doesn't even have to be like ugly. Like I've turned down some like shit that I've seen, or like arguments or something, by just being like, hey, like calm down. Like it's not that serious. And then be like, and you just like breathe. It's not. Take a second and calm down.
Calm down.
Yeah.
They have this because there's a lot of pishos. People that have anger
issues. Pishos? How was pishos supposed to be people? Oh, you were going to say issues?
Yes.
Oh, people and issues? Pishos.
People that have a lot of anger issues. Pishos. People with issues are pishos. Period.
But you're a pishol.
You're a pishol, huh? You go up to them.
I know that you're a visual.
Actually, I just remembered. Shout out to Alex. He always be putting up buns. We went to a football, baseball game.
Orgy.
We just went. I think it was a football game not that long ago. And there was a fucking guy yelling at his girlfriend. Like, as we were walking to our spot. He was like with his hands and everything, just like yelling at her, like, bah, 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 like, you know? And I was like, hey, and I was like, look, the guy's like yelling at his girl. And then Alex was just like, oh shit, what the fuck? And he like kept doing it. And the girl was like, she was just like crying, pobrecita. And I felt so bad. So he went up to the security guard and then he was like, yo, I don't know what's going on, but can you go check on him? Because he's like raising his voice really bad at the girl.
Yeah. And I feel like.
And like, that's not okay.
Not to interrupt, but I feel like that's a really good way of doing it. Because like sometimes, like we said, it could be dangerous or like you don't want to put yourself in that. But something as like that is very helpful because you're giving somebody with like legal fucking power to go do something and be like,
yo. And I think literally the security guard went right away.
Yeah. So I feel like stuff like that are good, and it's always a better way of like doing it. Cause yeah, I don't know. That's why I said like I appreciate when people stand up for us, because I know you don't have to.
Yeah,
and it's not like other people's responsibility. But that's why like I appreciate when it is, and yeah, it's happened a lot of times. We're just with us in general, like a lot of people just taking pictures in uncomfortable ways and stuff. But. It's a whole nother fucking story.
Es que los hombres se pasan de verga. We should just live in a world with girls and gays. That'd be great.
The girls are going to be like, so no dig. No, and even the gay guys were like, so no dig.
I know. We're like, nah, boo. I know. We're like, we'll just leave some dildos.
Bitch. We're like, nah, boo.
Fuck you. Nah, boo.
Damn, this fucking episode went from like love to like
machistas. And
what?
That's it.
But yeah, you guys, definitely will be posting the fucking meme of the huevos on.
Oh yes, you have pretty to. Awesome. I want to see it
if you guys want
to
see it.
Yeah.
And fuck, I was gonna say I'll try to find the Instagram page who reposted it.
Yeah.
But there's no fucking way. That was like 3 years ago. The Damn. Amount of content Ooh, that somebody could, and that's a meme page. So they por si they already had like 10,000 posts. Like I'm not kidding.
You're not gonna find
that shit. Yeah, it would have been. Like, funny to, like, add some of the comments so y'all can see how fucking stupid some of these comments were on there. But,
yeah.
Yeah, there's going to be no possible way for me to find
I also you. Have, this has nothing to do with what he just said, uh-huh. but I kind of have an idea for the podcast.
What?
Well, not for the podcast, for the IG. I think every Friday I'm going to take over Pretty Not Smart's Instagram and I'm going to do a fun fact Friday. Oh, bitch. So I'm going to post on the grid a fun fact and the next epi, I'll talk about it and your responses. So we could talk about it to make conversation.
I'm going to be like, bring it onto the podcast.
Yeah, well, we'll start it there. And then maybe for season two, we'll have fun facts with YOA.
Oh, yeah. They don't like it.
They're like, boring. Like, no thanks. We like Louis spelling dumb shit.
No, it's because you actually do bring some good fun facts.
I was fucking in the shower the other day and I was thinking so many fun. Why the fuck does that happen to my brain? I just think of like the randomest shit. But we have to do like an episode with aliens and shit.
We're going to have an alien.
As our guest, he's like, I'm coming, bitch.
Bitch, like, get out. Okay. They're all like invisible.
He's like, he leaves.
Well, since Valentine's Day is coming up, and well, actually, it already passed.
Oh, yeah.
I was gonna say, I hope you guys have an amazing
We're all time traveling with this fucking episode.
I know. Well, I hope you had a great Valentine's Day.
Yes. Comment down below what you did with your significant other or by yourself, because that's cute.
Or if you didn't even fucking celebrate, that's fine too. I saw a lot of comments of people being like, fuck Valentine's.
Yeah.
And so, I was like, yeah, I'll retweet that one.
Yeah. Or like if you have a cute little Galentine's like the one that Louis had and I got fucking drunk.
Oh, yeah, my Galentine's with Betty.
We should have talked about your Galentine.
We still can.
Well, Louis threw his very first Galentine's and it was so cute.
Yeah, I tried.
Tell him how you bought a bunch of stuff.
I was telling you out to you guys because I low-key was a little embarrassed. It's because I bought a bunch of shit dupes, right? Right. And when you're out shopping, especially for like events, you're getting all these bags and spending all this money. So after I was done shopping, I kid you not, you guys, my carro was full. Like literally looked like I was living in my car. I was like, ah, I couldn't even find the steering wheel when I went in there. And when I got to decorating, I was like, that's it. Like literally once I put everything, I was like, there was like nothing fucking there.
It looked so cute though. Like he made like the little plates and he set up a wine and sip or sip and paint little station. It was so cute. He put little chips in bowls. It was so cute. But then
I told her, I was like, I literally feel like I'm a teacher, like about to do a parent teacher conference with like the parents and the students.
He was all setting up his little chip station. He was setting up the folders and the report cards.
But hey, like I was pretty proud of my, I know it didn't look like the grand thing compared to a lot of other ones, but I was happy because I'm not a decorative person at all. I don't have the energy or creative brains to decorate. I leave that up to Yoatsi. So I was like, okay, this is cute for my first time.
Yeah, no, it was super cute. And I feel like the little group that you invited was so perfect.
So fun.
We had the little sip and paint thing. Louis made us fucking draw a bunch of different shit. And we were all buzzing. We're like, blah, 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 blah.
I actually vlogged it, you guys. And in my vlog, you can see me buying everything and how I set it up. It was funny. I was like editing it. And then I was like, bam, I'm done.
You already
setting
posted
everything
it?
Up. Yeah, I already posted it. So if you guys haven't watched it,
run.
Go watch that. But I saw a comment that made me be like,
What?
Because I was already feeling like a little like, it wasn't like that grand.
And what'd they say?
And somebody had a comment. It was the one I posted on my TikTok, like the little reveal. And somebody was like, they weren't mean about it though, but they were like, this is cute, but it looks like you were on a budget. I was like,
they're like, Victor, you actually did this.
Fuck you. I was like, why?
Tried. No, it was all about the vibe. Because the decor wasn't that
good. You're like, the vibes brought it.
It was so cute. And then shout out to Riri. She thought it's a dance.
Oh, yeah, that was sick.
Dude, that was, I'm like, what?
Yeah, that was a sick new. It was a fun little fun group. Night. And I was really stressed. I was worried about the decor. I was worried about what we were going to do. Because as a host, you should be the one with all the activities. So I was like, fuck, what if I can't pull this off? But it was fun.
We were all putting on wigs and shit. It was crazy.
Yeah, nah. So
shut up.
But yeah, I'm excited for the next hosting, one of many. But thanks for coming. And also thank you guys for listening to this week's episode.
Yeah, and remember to watch every single episode because before you know it, it'll end.
All right. All right. Thank you guys. Thanks
for
watching.
See you next week.
Bye.